神他在薄饼聚会中的同在。
Praise the Lord for His presence in the communion service this morning.
因他爱的激励，叫我们实在在主的面前再次更新我们的奉献。
Because His love compels us so that we can renew our services.
唯有当我们将自己身体献上，当作活祭来归给神的时候。
Only when we present our body as a living sacrifice,
我们才有可能像罗马书里所说的过一个基督身体的生活。
Then we're able to live a life like the Roman says, and then
sorry. 好，我想我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read some verses.
请我们打开圣经到以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章第三节
Chapter 1 verse 23，
这是我们众人都非常熟悉的经文。
We are all familiar of this verse.
以弗所书第一章第二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23, The church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
请我们再翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so is Christ.
在同一章第二十六节。
Same chapter 26.
若肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
再读二十七节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
You are the members of the Christ. We are all members.
我们最后一处读罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们读第六节。
Verse 6。
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life.
让我们在一起低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, this morning we praise and thank you.
就在你的爱里头，我们能够一同来敬拜赞美你。
And then we can worship and praise you in your love.
主也是在你的爱里，我们才能够彼此的连结。
And then we can unify in your love.
主叫我们在地上能够成为你自己荣耀的见证。
So we can be your glorious testimony on the earth.
能够成为那充满万有者所充满。
And then we'll become the fullness of that all in all.
主，我们早晨还仰望你，在向我们施恩。
We look upon your mercy this morning.
因为不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能，唯有依靠你的灵，方能成事。
It is not by force, it's not by our talents, but it's by you.
因此，我们求你的灵再来帮助我们。
May your spirit help us.
叫我们无论讲的、翻的和听的，都在你圣灵的开启和带领之下。
We were all guided and enlightened by your Holy Spirit to the speaker, translator, and the listeners.
叫进入你真理的实际。
And we can into the reality of your truth.
愿你的心早满足。
May your heart desire be fulfilled.
祷告奉主耶稣之名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 最近在我们西南区的聚会当中发生一件事情，让我在主的面前有深切的反思。
Recently, there is something happened at West Office. It make me deeply think about this.
我思想两个问题：第一，我们在基督身体里头是否对基督的身体有一个真实的认识？
I was meditating two questions. One, And is, do we have the reality that we live in the body of Christ?
第一个问题是我们是否有真实的认识。
Or do we have the true understanding of the body of Christ?
第二个问题是我们是否真实的活在基督的身体里头。
The second question is, do we truly live in the reality of Christ?
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹交通负担，就是关于基督的身体。
And this morning I have the burden that I would like to fellowship with you is the body of Christ.
以弗所书一章二十三节告诉我们，教会是他的身体。是那充满万有者所充满的。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23 tells the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
也就是说，基督他用他的生命来充满他的教会。
In another word, and then Jesus filled in his church by his life,
主要叫他的身体能够成为他生命丰盛的彰显。
And then the Lord wants his body.Becomes the manifestation of his life.
所以我们看见今天我们蒙了神的大恩，神把我们进入基督身体里面，成为他的肢体。
So we all received his great mercy, and the Lord and put us into into his body and become his body.
所以我们在基督身体里面，我们是同坐。
In the body of Christ, we are all members.
我们乃是一同过一个。基督身体的生活。
We are all live a same life in Christ.
因着我们同有基督的生命。
Because we have the same life of Christ.
所以我们能够过一个基督身体的生活。
So that we can live a life in Christ.
基督徒的生活不应当是单独的。
And as Christian, our life should not be, individual.
因为虽然神是一个一个的救赎了我们。
Even that God saved us one by one.
然而我们知道神的心意乃是要叫我们在基督身体里头过一个团体的生活。
But we know that God's heart's desire, He wants us to have a corporate life in Christ.
他要借着他的生命把我们联络在一起，成为他的身体。
Through His life, He will connect all of us in and then into His body.
叫我们能够在他身体里头来过一个基督身体的生活。
In the body of Christ, so we can live a Christian life.
就这一次早晨我们弟兄姐妹先来交通关于基督身体的这个生命。
And then first of all, I would like to fellowship about the life that of the body of Christ.
主若允许下一次再和弟兄姐妹一同来交通基督身体的那个生活。
If God wills, next time I will fellowship the lives that we will have in the body of Christ.
我们必须要知道有了基督的生命我们才可能能够过基督身体的生活。
We have to know, we first have to have the life of Christ, of the body of Christ, then we can live a life of the body of Christ.
也唯有靠着基督的生命，我们才有可能活出基督身体的那个生活。
Only when we have the life of Christ, then we are able to live a life of the body of Christ.
我们知道生命是一件抽象的事情。
We know life is an abstract.
我们很难对生命做一个具体的定义。
It's hard to define.
那我们怎么认生命呢？
How do we know life?
因为生命有感觉。
Because life has senses.
我们看见什么样的生命他就活出一个什么样的生活。
We know what kind of life has and then will be live out a different lives.
我们知道鱼有鱼的生命。
We know fish has its life.
所以它能够在水里面来游。
So he can swim in the water.
我们看见鸟也有鸟的生命。
We know birds has its own life.
所以它能够在空中自由的翱翔。
So he can freely fly in the air.
一个在睡觉的人和一个已死的人，他的不同在哪里
？What's the difference if a people is sleeping or a dead person？
他的不同就在于一个有生命，一个没有生命。
The difference is one has life, the other one has not。
我们怎么知道在睡觉这个人他是有生命在他里头呢
？How do we know there is a life in this person who's sleeping？
因为从他身上会有那生命的感觉。
Because he has the sense of life。
我们看见他心脏。
Oh, he has a vital sign, and his heart is.
你摸摸他鼻孔，你会发现他还在呼吸。
If you touch his nose, you know he's breathing.
这就是生命的一个感觉。
That is the vital sign.
这个生命对外在的环境，它也会有一个反应。
This body This life has a has senses to the external environment.
比方说，当一个人在睡觉，你把空调的温度降低到六十度。
For example, if this person is sleeping, if you put the temperature to 60,
你发现这个睡觉的人啊，他因为有生命在那里头，他就感觉到冷。
Because this person has life, so he will feel cold.
所以他身体慢慢慢慢会缩起来。
And later on, he will find out he just.Find his body to a fetal position.
虽然他可能睡得还很沉。
Even though he's deep sleeping.
然后你看他的手，他会就到处去找被子。
And then he will find his hands will grab a quilt.
因为生命在他里头，对这个生命就产生一个反应。
Because he has life, life has a reflection.
同样，基督生命在你我的里头。他也会有一个生命的感觉和反应。
Same, the life of Christ is within you and I, so we have a reflection of that life.
叫我们能够过一个基督身体的生活。
So that we can live a life with Christ.
我们知道，在我们蒙恩得救的基督徒里面。
We know in the Christian who are saved.
有两个不同的生命。
We have two different lives.
有一个是我们天然。老亚当的生命。
One is the natural Adamic life.
还有一个是神借着耶稣基督成就的救恩所赐给我们的一个新生命。
Another one is by his salvation, the new life he gave it to us.
老亚当的生命总是单独的。
The old flesh is always individual.
它总是以自己为中心的。
It's always self-centered.
而我们所得着这个基督的新生命。
And then the new life of Christ that we receive.
它是一个连于元首基督的生命。
This life is connected to our head, Christ.
它是一个在基督里面的那个。
That is the life in Christ.
它会要带领我们来进入过一个基督身体一个团体的生活。
This life will lead us to have a corporate life in Christ.
所以我们看见基督生命，当我们。从神领受了这基督的新生命之后
，After we receive the new life of Christ from God，
我们怎么能够知道我们得着一个新生命呢
？How do we know we receive a new life？
我们怎么知道基督的生命是在我们里头呢
？How do we know the life of Christ is lives within us？
乃是借着这个生命的感觉。
It is it's through the senses of our body。
这个生命对罪，它有了一个新的感觉。
This life has a new sense to sins。
从前在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前。
Before we were saved,
我们可能说谎
maybe we lied.
我们里头没有感觉
we have no feeling about it.
甚至有时候我们还觉得沾沾自喜，把别人给骗了
maybe sometimes because we cheated others, we feel a complacency.
然而当我们重生得救
but however, when we were saved,
我们有了基督在我们里头
we have the life of Christ living.
这个生命对罪它有一个感觉
this life has sense to sins.
不是因为别人告诉你说谎是罪。
It is not other people tells you to lie is a sin.
不是因为别人教导你基督徒不可以说谎。
It is not others teach you that the Christian should not lie.
而是因着基督的生命在你的里面。
It is because the life of Christ in you.
这个生命对罪它有感觉。
This life has senses to sins.
所以当你说谎的时候。
So、when you lie.
当你说话不准确的时候。
When you speak not accurate.
当你说话夸大其词的时候。
When you exaggerate.
别人可能不知道。
Maybe other people don't know.
但是里面有感觉。
But inside you feel it.
因为这个生命会让你知道你得罪了神。
Because this life will let you know that you sin against God.
所以我们知道我们有了基督的生命。
So that we know we have the life of Christ.
乃是因着这个生命在我们里面，它给我们有一觉。
Because this life lives within us, so it gives us senses.
特别罪有一个非常敏锐的感觉。
Especially we have a very sensitive sense to sins.
所以我们知道我们有了基督的生命。
So that we know we have a life of Christ.
在我们里面这基督的生命不仅对罪它是有感觉的。
Not only this life have senses to sins.
这个生命对我们的神它有一个感觉。
This life have senses to our God too.
从前在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前。
Before we were saved.
有好多基督徒告诉我们只有这一位独一的真神。
And then,many Christians tell us this God is the only true God.
但是无论基督徒怎么告诉我们
，No matter how Christian tells us, have told us,
不觉得有这么一位神的存在。
We could not sense that He exists.
我们不觉得这一位神是那样的真实。
We do not sense that he is so true.
是那样的可亲。
It is so close to us.
可是当我们重生得救之后，
But after we were reborn,
基督的生命进到我们里面。
The life of Christ entered into us.
这个生命不是一个奴仆的生命。
This life is not a life of a slave.
这个生命乃是一个儿子的生命。
This life is a life of.
叫我们能够呼叫这位神为我们的阿爸父。
So we can call the, we can call God our Abba Father.
这是基督生命里面的感觉。
That is the inner sense of the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当我们得着了基督的生命在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, after we receive the life of Christ.
我们对神是不是有这样一个真实亲切的感觉？
Do we have such true and intimate sense to God?
还是当我们在那里祷告呼叫神为阿爸父的时候
Or when we pray, we cry out Abba Father.
我们跟神的关系好像是一个阴漏的关系。阴漏。
Oh, okay. So maybe we feel our relationship with God is in loss.
就好像我们在叫我们那个叫我们妻子的，就好像做弟兄的，我们叫在叫我们姐妹的父亲的时候，我们叫岳父，是不是
？And as we call our Abba Father, we call him father-in-law.
你好像如果你要叫他父亲的时候，你心里面觉得怪怪的。
When you call father-in-law father, you probably feel weird.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你和他没有一个生命的关系。
Because you and him doesn't have a relationship of life.
你和你的岳父是一个阴漏的关系。
You, the relationship between you and your father-in-law is the relationship in-law.
姐妹，今天我们跟神的关系是不是这样的关系？
Do we have the in-law relationship with God?
还是我们真的是从我们心里面因着神重生了我们？
Or because from bottom of our heart, we know He reborn us.
因着我们得着了神儿子的生命。
Because we received the life of His Son.
所以我们呼叫阿爸父，呼叫神为阿爸父的时候，我们心里面。真感觉到他真是我们的父亲。
So when we call him Abba Father, we truly know that he is our true father.
弟兄姐妹，这是生命的感觉。
That is the sense of life.
因着这个生命，我们与神有一个非常亲的不能再亲的关系。
Because of this life, we have the most close relationship with him.
我们能够知道他爱大爱。
And then we will know the great love that he has to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督生命在我们里面的那个感觉。
This is the sense that the Christ lives within us.
我们与神有一个亲密的关系。
So we will have this very intimate relationship with God.
这个生命在我们里面还会叫我们对基督的身体有一个感觉。
And this life in us will enable us to have a sense to the body of Christ.
叫我们看见基督是这个身体的头
，and we will see Christ is the head of this body.
而教会是他的身体
，church is his.
我们乃是在他身体里头一同做肢体。
We are members in this body.
所以我们对弟兄姐妹，我们也会有一个亲密的一个感觉。
So that we have this close relationship towards the brothers and sisters.
不是因为我们来到教会。大家都这样子彼此称呼弟兄姐妹。
It is not we call church and we call each other brothers and sisters.
而是这个生命在我们里面。
It lies within us.
这个生命的感觉彼此真是弟兄姐妹。
And then this life, the sense of this life, and then let us to know we are truly is brothers and sisters.
我就以圣经中保罗做例子。
I will take Paul as an example.
在使徒行传第九章那里，让我们看见保罗他原本是一个逼迫教会的人。
In Acts chapter 9, we know that Paul was a persecutor to church.
在他蒙恩之前，他的本名叫做扫罗。
Before he was saved, his name is Saul.
他就从大祭司那里拿了文书，他要来迫害一切。信奉主耶稣的名的基督徒。
He has a letter from the high priest that he will persecute the Christians who believe the name of Jesus.
在他要去往大马色的路上，他要去逼迫基督徒。
On the way to Damascus, and then he's going to persecute them.
在路上，主 从天上用大光照着他。
On the way to Damascus, and the Lord has a light shone around him.
对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And the Lord Lord said to him, Saul, so why are you persecuting me?
我们看见在那里，这位原本逼迫教会的扫罗，他里面的眼睛被打开了。
And then we see Paul as a persecutor to Christian.And then his inner eyes were opened.
虽然他不认识这位和他说话的是谁。
Even though he didn't know who is the one speaking to him.
他问说，主啊，你是谁？
And then he asked the Lord, who are you?
然后他就听见天上有声音对他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And then he heard a voice from heaven say, I'm Jesus, the one you persecuted.
所以我们看见在保罗他蒙恩得救的那个时候。
And then when Paul,Was saved.
主就将那身体的真理开启了他。
And the Lord enlightened him, truth of the body of Christ.
在那里他听了这位主耶稣从天上对他所说的话。
And then at that day he believed that what Jesus told him.
他相信主说他在逼迫主耶稣。
And then he believed that the Lord told him, you.Persecuted me.
为什么我们知道他相信了主所说的话呢？
And why do we know he believed that word, what the Lord told him?
因为他并没有和主辩论。
Because he didn't argue with the Lord.
他并没有说主啊，你在天上。
He didn't say, Lord, you are in heaven.
我在地上。
I'm on earth.
我从来没有见过你。
I never seen you.
我怎么可能逼迫你？
How can I persecute you?
我们看见当保罗在那光照的里头。
And we know in the enlightenment, and yeah.
主叫他明白一件事。
And Lord, caused him to understand one thing.
当他逼迫在地上的基督徒。
When he persecuted Christian on earth.
他就是在逼迫主耶稣。
That he is persecuting the Lord.
当他摸着基督身的一个肢体。
When he touches one member of the body of Christ.
他就是摸着了主自己。
And then he touches the Lord himself.
所以我们看见当保罗一蒙恩得救的时候。
So we know when Paul was saved.
他不仅对天上的主耶稣他有认识。
And then not only he know the Lord in heaven.
他对于主的身体他也有了一个认识。
And then he also understand the body of Christ.
这个认识是非常重要的。
And this understanding is very important.
然而光有这个认识还是不够。
It is not enough to have such understanding.
我们看见这位蒙恩得救的保罗，他就问主说：“主啊，那我当做什么呢？”
So after Paul was saved, and so he asked the Lord, Lord, what I must to do?
对保罗而言
，For Paul,
从前他是自己的主。
He was his own master before.
他要做什么，他自己决定。
And he decide what he wants to do.
他要去哪里，他自己决定。
And he decide where he wants to go.
然而今天他蒙恩得救了。
And however today he was.
他在主面前俯伏下来。
And he surrendered.
他不仅认识了这位天上的。
He's not only know the Lord in heaven.
他也认定了他是主。
And then he believed he is the Lord.
所以他问主说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
So that's why he asked the Lord, say, Lord, what I must to do.
他不再拣选自己的道路。
He is not choosing his own way anymore.
他要拣选主的道路。
He will choose the Lord's way.
就当保罗这样问主耶稣的时候，问他说：“我当做什么？”
So when Paul asked the Lord, and what I should do?
你们想，他心里面。期待主怎么回答他？
And then think about what he's expecting the answer from the Lord.
他是不是期待说主对他说好，你去外邦去传福音？
And is he expecting the Lord says good, go to Gentiles to share my name?
姐妹，这是不是也是常常我们在主面前的祷告呢？
Is this our prayers before the Lord too?
我们常常盼望说能够听见主对我们说话的声音。
And then many times we hope that we can hear His voice.
的确，主他乐意向我们说话。
And then indeed, the Lord is willing to speak to us.
然后我们看见当保罗说我当做什么的时候。
However, when Paul asked What I should do.
主并没有直接回答他的问题。
The Lord didn't answer his question directly.
主却告诉他说：“你所当做的事，自然有人告诉你。”
The Lord tells him, and someone you will be told what to do.
所以你们有没有看见，当保罗初蒙恩的时候，主就在教导他 这身体的真理。
You see, at the beginning of Paul's salvation, the Lord taught him and to live alive in the body.
也主要带领他来经历那基督身体的实际。
And the Lord guided him to experience the reality of the body of Christ.
所以保罗就被人他眼睛瞎了之后呢，就被人带到大马色的城里头。
After he was blinded, so someone took him to the city of Damascus.
然后神就在异象当中就感动了。一位小弟兄叫亚拿尼亚。
In the vision, God moved a little brother, Ananias.
我如果没记错的话，这位亚拿尼亚在圣经当中就在这里被提到过，这件事情上面被提到过一次。
If I'm not wrong, Ananias is only mentioned one time in this story.
也就是说，这位亚拿尼亚呢就被主用了这么一次。
And in another word, Ananias used by the Lord.At this time.
所以我们可以说这位亚拿尼亚呢可以说是一位圣经中名不经传的小弟兄。
So we can say Ananias is just not famous in Bible.
然而主却差遣这位亚拿尼亚去寻找这位保罗。
However, Lord had sent Ananias, to find Paul.
去指示他所当做的事情。
And to tell Paul what Paul, has to do.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督身体里面一个非常宝贵的原则。
And this is a very important principle in the life of Christ.
虽然保罗是神将来所要使用的大器。
Even though Paul was a great vessel that the Lord will use in the future.
然而在使用他之前。
And however, before the Lord used him.
主却借着一位小弟兄来告诉他所当做的事情。
And the Lord told him what to do through a little brother.
弟兄姐妹，这是身体的原则。
And that is the principle of the live in the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面。
In the body of Christ.
小弟兄要听大弟兄的。
The young brother need listen to the no, the little brother need listen to the big. Young brother need listen to the older brothers.
这个。不是属灵年纪的青或是老。
It is not about young or old in age.
而是属灵生命的成熟。
It is about the mature of our spiritual life.
这是我们熟悉的。
And then so we know the less spiritual or more spiritual brothers.
但我们看见在基督身体里面，大弟兄也要听小弟兄的。
We know in the body of Christ and the more mature brothers also need listen to the less mature.
所以在身体里面，我们应当学习此的顺服。
So in the body of Christ, we need to learn to to obey one another.
因为我们的主能够借着大弟兄向我们说话。
So because the Lord will speak to us through the big brothers.
主也能够借着小弟兄来向我们说话。
And Lord also speaks to us through the little brothers.
就像主借着亚拿尼亚来向保罗说话一样。
It's like and the Lord speak to Paul through Ananias.
所以我们看见当保罗蒙恩之后。
So we know when after Paul saved,
他不仅对基督的身体有一个认识，
not only he has experience of the body of Christ,
他也经历了基督身体里面的生活。
He also experienced the life of the body of Christ.
他从这位小弟兄亚拿尼亚的口中领受了主的命令。
He received the commandment from the little brother Ananias.
他也从这位小弟兄的身上得着经享受了那身体的爱。
And then he also received the love of the body of Christ through Ananias.
所以我们看见当保罗后来在写书信给以弗所和哥罗西教会的。
So we know when Paul write letter to the church in Ephesus and Corinthians. Colossians.
这两卷书信说到了基督教会的真理。
And then talking about the truth of the church of Christ.
我们看见保罗不单是在那里讲一些基督关于基督身体的道理而已。
And then we see that the Paul is not only talking about the principles of the body of Christ.
教会的真理对保罗而言乃是他亲身所经历过的。
The truth of the body of Christ is for Paul is his personal experiences.
后来我们看见保罗也一直活在基督身体的生活里头。
So we know that Paul has always lived live a life in the body of Christ.
无论他到哪里去服事。
No matter where he where he went for services.
他一直活在这个基督身体的里面。
He always lived in the body of Christ.
他从不单独的行动。
And he will never do individually.
所以我们看见，我们必须要来认识基督身体的真理。
We have to know the truth of the body of Christ.
我们也更需要来进入这基督身体生活的感觉里头。
And then, but we more need into the sense of the body of Christ.
在基督身体这个感觉里面，主要有两个方面。
There's two aspects in the sense of the body of Christ.
第一方面是那身体的合一。
And then, the first of all is the oneness of the body of Christ.
哥林多前书十二章十二节说，身子是一个，却有许多肢体。而且肢体虽多，却仍是一个身子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, "For as the body is one and have many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body."
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神，因为神赐给我们每一个人都有一个身子。
And then, praise the Lord, and God gave each of us a body.
叫我们很容易来明白这一个身子那个合一的。
So that it's for us to understand the truth of the oneness.
我们知道我们这个身子哈，这个没有许多肢体，它们都是不同的。
We know our body have many parts.
Members. 它不仅长得不同。
It has different appearances.
它的功用也不同。
Has different function.
虽然有这么多不同的肢体，它却仍是一个身子。
Even though we have different members, but it lives in one body.
因为在同一个生命里面，它有这样一个生命的感觉。
Because in one body has the sense of life.
这是基督身体合一的那个感觉。
That is the sense of the oneness of the body of Christ.
比方说，我们每个人都有一个鼻子。
For example, we all have a nose.
这个鼻子长什么样子啊？我们都知道。
We know how it looks.
有的人好看的，有人不好看一点。
Some people's nose are more beautiful, some are less.
但是这个它的外表呢，还不是那么重要。
It is not so important for how it looks.
但鼻子有一个很重要的功。
But nose has a very important function.
在我们每个人身上是一样。
And it's the same function to each.
动是什么呢
？What is its function?
就是呼吸。
To breathe.
是不是
？Is it?
这很重要的，是不是
？It's very important to breathe.
为什么我们知道这个鼻子呼吸的功用是很重要的
？And then why do we know what it's to breathe is so important?
就当你感冒鼻塞的时候
，When you have cold, when you have a stuffed nose.
哎呀，这个鼻子要呼吸就很困难，是不是
？It's hard to breathe by nose.
到了个地步，你晚上都睡不好觉。
To the point in the evening you can't sleep well.
哎呀，叫你的身体就很受苦。
So your whole body suffers.
好，那当我们鼻子鼻子塞住的时候，它不能好好呼吸的时候，怎么办呢
？And what do we do when our nose is stuffed？
你会怎么办
？What do we do？
啊？用嘴巴呼吸。
Then you will use your mouth to breathe。
这时候嘴巴会不会有不同的意见呢
？Is the mouth has problems？
我嘴巴是负责吃饭的。
For mouth, my responsibility is to eat。
嘴巴呢，是负责讲话的。
My is to speak.
鼻子不能呼吸啊，呼吸是鼻子的事情。
To breathe is the nose duty.
这呼吸啊，跟我嘴巴没有关系。
Has nothing to do with me.
所以嘴巴呢就闭着。
So the mouth just keep closed.
他觉得跟我没关系。
He thinks it's nothing to do. It's not my business.
弟兄姐妹，你的身子是这样子的吗
？Is your body react like this?
绝对不会，是不是
？No.
因为我们肢体虽多。
Even though we have many members,
虽然肢体的功用都不相同
and with different functions,
然而因着它在一个生命的里头
but because they are in one life,
它在一个身体的里头
in one body,
当鼻子不能进呼吸功用的时候
when nose cannot breathe,
我们嘴巴很自然的就会来帮助呼吸
the mouth will naturally to help to breathe.
姐妹翻译得很好，就是自自然然
and it's just natural.
因为他们乃是在一个生命的里头。
Because they're in one life.
因为他们乃是在一个身体的里头。
Because they're in one body. In one body.
虽多
members are many.
就是一个身子。
But still in one body.
弟兄姐妹，就是肢体里面那一个合一的感觉。
That is the sense of the oneness of the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，在我们中间。
Among us.
我们与弟兄姐妹一同 聚集。
And then we come to the gathering.
我们一同姐妹一同生活。
We live together.
我们有没有这样一个身体合一的感觉？
Do we have the sense of this oneness of the body?
当有一个肢体它不能尽它的功用的时候，
When one member loses its function,
我们有没有一个感觉说这不干我的事？
Do we have a sense that this is not my business?
弟兄姐妹，我们若是真是在一个身子里的感觉，
If we have the sense in one body,
我们发现当一个软弱的肢体不能尽它的功用的时候，
When we find that there is one member cannot function,
我们发现这个身子应该是有一个反应，
The whole body has a reflection,
会有其他的肢体能够来把这个功用补上去，
And other members will come to help.
弟兄姐妹，这是身体，
That is called body.
这不是公司，
It is company.
这不是世上的组织和机关，
It is not an organization or government.
因为教会是基督的身体，
Because church is the body of Christ.
我们乃是在他身体里头来同作肢体，
We are members in his body.
这个基督身体有另外一方面的很重要的感觉，就是一个相爱的感觉。
Another sense of in the body of Christ is the sense of love one another.
保罗在哥林多后书第十一章二十九节那边告诉我们，
And then Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says,
他说有谁软弱我不软弱呢？
It says, who is weak and I am not weak?
有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？
And who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation?
所以我们看见保罗他是一位一直活在基督身体里的一个人。
So we see Paul always live in the body.
基督身体里面任何一个肢体软弱的时候，保罗他身同其感。
And then Paul feels the same weakness when any of the body in the Christ have weakness.
当基督里面有一个肢体跌倒的时候，
When any of the member stumbled in the body of Christ,
看见保罗的心是何等的焦急。
And so we know how much Paul worried.
弟兄姐妹，这是在基督身体里面肢体彼此相爱的那个感觉。
This is the sense of the oneness of the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们常有这样一个感觉吗？
Do we have such sense?
我们对于神所量给在我们周围的弟兄姐妹，
And then we know our brothers and sisters among us,
是和我们一同在基督身体里面同作肢体的，
And then we are members in the body of Christ.
我们有没有这样一个真实的感觉？
Do we have such true senses?
当一个肢体软弱的时候，我们也感到软弱。
And one member is weak, and we feel the weakness.
当一个肢体跌倒的时候，
When one member stumble,
我们是不是也真的觉得心里面是何等的焦急？
And do we worry in our hearts?
姐妹，我们需要进入这基督身体的感受。
And then we need enter into the sense of the Christ.
在哥林多前书第十二章，姐妹保罗，我们看见他说，若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体一同受苦。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 it says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
当一个肢体得荣耀，所有肢体一同快乐。
Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
兄弟们，这是基督身体一个正常的一个反应和感觉。
That is a normal reflection and a sense of the body of Christ.
当我想到素丽姐妹在过去好多年的当中，她受着这个忧郁这个病的缠累。
When I think about Sister Su Li, was troubled by the depression in the past years.
在我们当中有不少弟兄姐妹是知道她的这个病的困扰。
Many of you know she was troubled by depression.
也有许多弟兄姐妹尝试要来帮助她。
And then some of you tried to help her.
当我这次在主面前思想的时候，
When I meditate before the Lord this time,
心里面有一个感觉。
I have a sense.
就当我们姐妹在那里受疾病缠累而受苦的时候，
When our sister was bothered by her sickness,
我们其他的肢体似乎没有能够感受到那同样的受苦。
And other members, it seems, didn't feel the same suffering.
就是那身体的感觉似乎还是不够。
It's kind of the sense of the body is not enough.
当我们姐妹跌倒的时候，
when our sister fell,
我们似乎好像也没有那样一个所有肢体都一同交集的感觉。
And then it seems the body, the other members, doesn't feel the worry.
所以我们如果在主的面前诚实的话
，If we are be true before the Lord,
我们实在是必须承认我们不够有这个出身体的感觉。
We have to admit that we don't have enough sense in the body of Christ.
因为我们实在是没有在主的面前那样深切的、迫切的来为我们的姐妹很久的祷告。
Because we didn't keep praying with earnest for our sister.
那为什么我们会缺乏这基督身体那真实的感觉呢
？And then why do we lack of this true sense in the body of Christ？
我想主要有两方面的原因。
I think mainly has two reasons.
一方面就是我们缺少那基督身体的启示。
And then first of all, we lack of the revelation of the body of Christ.
或者说我们对于基督身体的启示呢，似乎还是比较模糊的。
And maybe for the revelation of the body of Christ is blurry to us.
第二方面就是我们与主的关系出了问题。
And then secondly, there is a problem in the Lord and us.
就像是那身体的肢体与这个头这个联系这个感觉啊，不敏锐。
It sends it kind of the senses between the members and the head.It's not sensitive enough.
因为我们相信，当我们姐妹在那里受苦的时候
，I believe when our sister suffered,
我们的主他是感觉到的。
Our Lord sensed.
可是主的身体却没有同样的感觉。
But the body of the Christ didn't have the same senses.
以至于身体。好像没有能够做出一个应当有的一个反应。
So that the body didn't have its reactions when it ought to.
所以最后我就盼望从这两个方面和弟兄姐妹一同来劝勉。
So I will exhort us through these two aspects.
叫我们能够来学习进入基督身体的感觉。
So that we learn.To enter, to have the sense to enter the body of Christ together.
方面我们需要神的光照在一起。
On one hand, we need God's revelation and enlightenment.
我们需要神再将他的灵赐给我们，开启我们，叫我们能够真看见基督的身体。
We need the Lord give His Spirit to us so we can be revealed and then to have the true understanding of the body of Christ.
另一方面，我们需要靠着圣灵来保持与主有一个正常生命里的一个关系。
Secondly, by the Holy Spirit, we will keep the normal relationship between the Lord and us.
所以我们看见我们需要神的光照。
So we know we need the revelation.
我们需要得到神的开启，就像当日。主开启保罗一样。
We need his revelation like Paul received at that time.
保罗在加拉太书告诉我们。
When Paul tells us in Galatians,
他做这样一个见证。
He testified.
他说神乐将他儿子启示在心里。
He said, God pleased to reveal his son to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神是乐意启示我们的。
We know that God is pleased to reveal Himself to us.
他不仅愿意叫我们认识我们的头就是基督。
He's not only willing to let us to know the head, which is Christ.
他也乐意叫我们认识他的身体。
He's willing to let us to know His body.
所以当我这次在主面前默想的时候
，When I meditate to this time,
我就明白以弗所书那里保罗所说的。
And I understood that what Paul said in Ephesians.
教会的众圣徒来祷告父神。
And then he intercede for churches.
他求神再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
He asked the Lord to send the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
真知道他。
So that we can truly him.
我从前领受这个经文，我觉得乃是领受，乃是真我们。的元首基督
从前、
我
Before I thought is we receive this so that we truly know him.
The head.
Know the head.
那这一次我更感觉到赐人智慧启示的灵也要叫我们更认识他的身体。
And this time, the spirit of his revelation and wisdom to let us to know the body of Christ.
因为真知道他乃是包括头和身体。
And to truly know him may include the head and the body.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要神的开启。
And we need a revelation from the Lord.
从保罗的见证，我们看见神是乐意开启我们。
From the testimony of Paul, so we know that God is willing to reveal him to us.
那为什么我们好像感觉到缺乏这样的启示呢？
And but why we feel that we are lack of such revelation?
我想问题不在神的那一边。
I think the problem is not from the Lord, from God.
问题当然就是在我们这一边。
Of course, it's from us.
问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们是不是真实渴慕？
Truly longing.
我们是不是真实渴慕？得着这个开启。
Do we truly long for this revelation?
我们是不是真实渴望更认识我们的主？
Do we truly long to know the Lord?
神乐意开启我们。
He's willing to reveal himself to us.
但如果我们不愿意得着开启。
If we're not willing to receive the revelation.
就好像有时候父母亲要孩子说，你看，你看这个。
And it's kind of parents like to let the children to read something.
小孩闭着眼睛说，我不要看，我不要看。
And the kids will close their eyes and say, I don't want to read this.
那小孩当然看不见。
Of course, they will not see.
其实如果我们没有这样一个愿意看见的心。
If we don't have a willing heart to see him.
我没有这样更认识盼望更认识主的这个渴慕。
If we don't have the longing heart to know our Lord.
虽然神乐意启示我们。我们也没有办法得到启示。
Even though God is willing to reveal himself to us, but we will not receive the revelation.
我们也要问问我们自己。
We will ask ourselves.
我们是不是听心呢？
Do we pour in spirit?
因为在马太福音登山宝训的八福里面，第一福主就说了，那清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In Matthew, in the Beatitude, the Lord says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
对他原文的翻译清心还是讲到灵里贫穷。
And actually it's talking about poor in spirit.
因为灵里贫穷的人就必得见神。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
灵里贫穷的人他能够从神得到开启。
And the people who is poor in spirit, they will receive the revelation from God.
有没有灵里贫穷什么意思？
What does it mean, poor in spirit?
就是不以为自己已经有。
And we do not consider that we have received.
姐妹，许多时候我们是不是像老李家教会的光景？
Brothers and sisters, is it many times we have the condition like the church in the Laodicea?
我们觉得自己什么都有了。
We think we have everything.
真理我们都听过了。
We have listened all the teachings.
我们已经听了许多的纯正的话语。
We have heard so many sound
teachings. 这些道理我们都知道了。
We have know all the principles.
我们里头是满的。
And it's full in within us.
以至于我们没有办法再从神得着更多的开启。
So that there's no way for us to receive more revelation from God.
有没有当我们看见当保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候
？When we see Paul write letter to Ephesians.
虽然保罗对主自己对主的教会他已经有了非常丰富的认识。
Even though Paul has a rich understanding of about the Lord.
然而保罗却说，我不以为自己已经得着。
But Paul says, I do not consider I have received.
他也不觉得他自己已经认识够了。
And then he didn't consider himself know the Lord enough.
他乃是竭力要来认识基督。
But he pursued to Christ.
他乃是忘记背后，努力面前的得着基督。
But he forget behind and pursue and to receive Christ.
姐妹，我们要在主的面前做一个灵里贫穷的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be poor in spirit before the Lord.
不是因为我们什么都没有。
It is not because we have nothing.
什么叫灵里贫穷呢？
What does it mean to be poor in spirit?
乃是我们不以为自己已经有了。
It is we do not consider that we have.
就像我们的主一样。
Like our Lord.
他是何等的丰富。
And then, and how rich is he is?
神本性一切的丰盛都在他里面。
And then all the riches in God is formed in him.
然而他却把自己完全的倒空。
But he's completely empty himself.
成为一个邻里贫穷的人。
And becomes a person poor.
成为一个无有的人。
It becomes nothing.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天在神的面前应当追求。
Dear brothers and sisters, this we need to pursue before the Lord.
就是忘记我们已经有的。
And then forget what we think of.
把我们以为有的全部都倒空。
And then empty what we have.
好叫我们能够从神得着更多的开启
，so that we can review more revelation from God.
叫我们能够认识教会乃是基督的身体
，so that we will know that church is the body of Christ.
叫我们能够进入这基督身体的感觉里
，so that we can enter in the sense of the body of Christ.
第二方面，我们说到说，我们必须要靠着圣灵来与我们的主保持在一个正常生命的关系里头。
And then secondly, we need to keep in the normal relationship between the Lord and us.
我们知道我们每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都受浸成为基督身体里面的一个肢体。
We know when we were reborn, we all baptized into one body.
身体里面的每一个肢体与头它都有一个生命的联系。
Each member has the life connection with the head.
他也有一个那个圣灵的感觉。
And then has the sense to the Holy Spirit.
就像是我们这个肉身一样。
It's like our flesh body.
我们看见我们身上的每一个肢体。
When we see our body members,
它都与头相连。
It's all connected to our head.
通过两个系统。
And through two systems.
一个就是生命的系统。
One is the system of life.
就是血液系统。
That is the blood system.
另外一个呢，是一个我们的感觉。
Another one is the sense.
就是借着神经系统。
That is through the nervous system.
所以我们看见头，它能够感觉到肢体身上的每一个肢体的感受。
So we know the head will sense the feelings of the body, the members.
就是身上的最小的肢体。
Even though the smallest member of the body,
你的小指头被纸割了。
Oh, your pinky was cut by paper.
你发现你的头就知道了，是不是
？Your head know immediately.
那透过头呢，你的全身都会有感觉的。
Through the head, the whole body sense.
是不是你的脚趾头不小心被人家踩了一下
？When your toes were stabbed by somebody,
你全身都有反应的。
Your whole body reflects.
因为透过你的头，全身。都感受到这个痛的感觉。
Because through your head, the whole body feel the pain.
我们看见这个透过血液，也把这个生命供应给全身所有的肢体。
And then, through the blood, and then it supplies the whole body.
所以我们刚刚读了罗马书，就告诉我们，那体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
And Romans tells us for the carnally minded is death, but to beSpiritually minded is life and peace.
也就是说，如果我们活在我们天然肉体的生命里头
，In another word, if we live in our natural flesh life,
我们对于基督身体的这个感觉呢是死的。
The sense to the body of Christ is dead.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们不能够感受到弟兄姐妹们的软弱和他们的
Dear brothers and sisters, if we cannot sense the sufferings and the pain from other members,
是不是因为我们活在天然的肉体生命里头呢？
Is that because we live in our natural flesh life?
所以我们没有这个感觉。
So that we don't have such sense.
我们若是活在圣灵里，
If we live in Holy Spirit,
圣灵会带领我们活在基督的生命的里头。
The Holy Spirit will guide us to live in the life of the body of Christ.
我们看见靠着这个生命，我们就能够有对于这个身体有那个深切的感觉。
Through this life, we will have a very sensitive sense to another member.
所以我们若体贴圣灵，就是生命平安。
And if we set our mind In spirit, that is life and peace.
所以今天对我们蒙恩的基督徒来说
，For Christians that are saved,
不仅我们要借着来对付我们的肉体
，Then we have to deal with our flesh through the cross.
对付肉体不过是消极的一面
，That is a negative part.
因为我们知道肉体所带来的都是死。
We know our flesh brings death.
肉体不能讨神的喜悦。
Our flesh will not please God.
肉体不能叫我们能够进入基督身体来过生活。
And the flesh will not enable us to enter to live a life in the body of Christ.
肉体只会叫我们单独。
And then the flesh will just put us separate.
肉体只会叫我们个人单顾自己的事。
And then the flesh will let us just mind our own business.
然而主的生命。
But the life of the Lord will bring us to the sense in the body of Christ. By the sense of this body of Christ, we can live a life.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要操练这个属灵的生命。
We have to practice spiritual life.
积极的方面。
That is the positive part.
我们越操练属灵的生命。
The more we practice.
属灵生命越有感觉。
And then the spiritual life has more senses.
因为在生命的里头，他能够知道主，他知道头的意思。
Because in life, he will understand what the head wants to do.
他能够感觉头的感觉。
He will sense what the head senses.
所以我们也能够感觉到。这个整个身体的感觉。
So that we will sense the sense from the whole body.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要操练我们里面这个属灵的新生命。
So that we need exercise the new spiritual life.
同样的，我们记得生命似乎是抽象。
But remember, life is kind of abstract.
然而，在我们里面这个属灵的新生命，它却是有感觉的。
But the new spiritual life has senses.
它这个属灵的生命，它有它的功用。
And then this spiritual life has its function.
所以我们需要来殷勤的操练这良心的功用。
We have to practice earnestly about the functions of our consciousness.
叫我们的良心对罪是敏锐的。
So that our conscience will be sensitive to sins.
弟兄妹，今天我们要能够胜过罪。
And then dear brothers and sisters, as Christian can come sins.
不是因为别人告诉我们。犯罪是不对的。
It is not because other people tell us it is wrong to you know to sin.
也不应该是我们因为害怕罪的后果而我们不犯罪。
We do not sin is not because we're afraid the result to commit it.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒要能够胜过罪。
As a Christian, we overcome sins.
乃是因着在我们里面的这个生命，它是恨恶罪的。
It is because the life within us hates sin.
因着这个生命的感觉叫我们。讨厌罪。
Because this sense of life causes us to hate sin.
叫我们不想犯罪。
And we do not want to commit sin.
叫我们不愿意犯罪。
And we are not willing to sin.
所以你们乃是因着这生命的感觉，叫我们能够胜过罪的试探和引诱。
And that is the sense of this life can let us to overcome sins and temptations.
叫我们能够在神的面前保持一个无愧的良心。
That we can have the clean conscience.
我们能够常亲近我们的。
So we can often be close with our Lord.
这是功用，就是良心的功用。
And that is the function of spirit. That's the function of conscience.
在属灵生命里面也还有另外一方面的功用，就叫是叫我们能够与主。有一个直接的感觉。
There is another function of the life of spirit. That is to we have to.Intuition. We have the intuition.
当我们越操练这个属灵生命的感觉
，the more we practice the sense of the spirit，
我们越能够有以头的感觉为我们的感觉。
And then we will be sense what the head senses.
我们才能够做主所要我们做的事。
Then we can do what the Lord asks us to do.
我们也会不做主所。不喜欢我们做的事。
And we will not do things that the Lord is not pleased the Lord.
我们因着操练这个生命的感觉。
Because we practice the sense of the life.
我们有一个清楚的直觉，从主那儿而出的一个直觉。
So we will have a very intuition clearly from the Lord.
我们也要操练在这属灵生命里面与主的交通。
We need practice the fellowship with the Lord.
我们能够从主那边得着命令
，and we can receive a commandment from the Lord。
我们也能够对主的意思有一个回应
，and so we can have a responses to God's willing。
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒最基本的属灵生命的操练。
As a Christian, that is our basic spiritual practices.
这是我们所当追求的那个正路。
And that is the right way that we should pursue.
今天这个世界要把我们从这条路上带离开。
The world will try to take us away from this path.
不仅借着罪的试探和引诱。
Not only the temptations from the sins.
也借着这个世界各方各面的吸引。
And then through all the temptations from the world.
要把我们从主的心意带离开。
They will try to take us away from the will of God.
就是从宗教而来的寻想。
And then,
也要把我们从这正路上带离开。
Even the influences from the religion and try to take us away from the will of God.
借着一些外面的教条和约束。
Through outwardly conditions and teachings.
好像叫我们不可以做这个，要做那个。
And then tell us you should not do this, you should do the other.
叫我们失去了那属灵生命的那个敏锐的感觉。
So we lose the sensitive sense.To the spirit.
姐妹，所以盼望借着早晨和弟兄姐妹这样的一个交通和分享。
So I hope this fellowship.
盼望我们都能够回到这属灵生命的操练里头。
It will bring us to the practice of this spiritual life.
叫我们注重这属灵生命的感觉。
So that we all pay attention to the sense of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们对罪有一个恨恶的感觉。
So that we have the sense sense that hate.
叫我们对神有亲密的感觉。
So that we have a sense to stay close to God.
叫肢体，基督的身体有一个真实的感觉。
So that we have a true sense towards the body of Christ.
看见我们虽然许多是，我们虽然是许多不同的肢体。
And then we see that we are truly members in the body.
虽然我们在基督身体里面有不同的功用。
Even though we have a different function.
然而因着这个生命。
But because of this life,
我们有一个身体合一的感觉。
We have the sense of this oneness of the body.
因着主的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of the Lord in us.
我们能够有那彼此相爱的感觉。
So that we have the sense to love one another.
姐妹，这是真实的。
And dear brother and sister, this is true.
我们需要主更多的开启我们。
We need Lord to reveal us more.
好叫我们能够进入基督身体这合一的生活里。
So that we can enter the life in the body of Christ.
主若愿意，下一次再和弟兄姐妹来交通关于基督身体生活一些比较实际、一些实行和操练。
And if God wills, the next time I worship the practical practices to understand the lives in the body of Christ.
我们一起再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你早晨对我们说的话。
Lord, we thank you spoke to us this morning.
主，愿你亲自的把这些的话开启在我们里面。
And may you reveal those words to us.
主，叫我们知道我们从你所得到的生命是一个何等荣耀的生命。
So that we know how glorious life that we have received from you.
叫我们能够清楚的明白，借着这样的生命，你要把我们如何联络成为自己的身体。
That we can clearly understand through this life, you will put us into the body of Christ.
这是你的心意。
This is your heart desire.
你愿意得着一个荣耀的身体。
You want to receive a glorious body.
你要你会能够成为那充满万有者的丰满。
You want church to be the fullness of that all.
主，感谢你，我们能够在其中有一份。
And then, Lord, we thank you. We can partake of this.
愿我们能够看重这一份。
Let us to cherish this part.
叫我们能够靠着你。能够进入基督这身体的实际。
So we can enter the reality of the body of Christ by you.
主，我们承认这不是人能够做的事。
Lord, we consider that this is not man can do.
然而，我们愿意仰望我们的主。
That, however, we would like to look upon our Lord.
主，你必能够成就你的心意在我们这些爱慕你的人身上。
Lord, you must do your will to the people who love you.
主，愿你得着荣耀。
May you receive glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.